Most people believe that conception is a miracle of life and that every child is a sacred gift from God. However, not everyone is given the same opportunity to bear children for one cause or another, but technological advancements in the field of medicine have made it possible for those not able to conceive naturally to have the same opportunity. Here is one of those stories where the help of a certain Tunku Aziza Amina Maimuna Iskandaraya made it possible for this mother to bear a child. Speaking to Bernama, retired teacher Kamala Perumal shared a story of how Malaysia's beloved queen helped her out through the Tuanku Aziza Fertility Foundation, TAF, ultimately ending her 16-year wait. Recalling her journey in 2005, 38-year-old Kamala was feeling helpless and had almost given up all hope of conceiving before her husband, Raventaran Vadivelu, came across the foundation helmed by Tuanku Aziza. My husband came across an article mentioning the foundation and we promptly applied. After years of trying and numerous prayers, it felt as if Goddess Lechumi had come to our doorstep to answer our prayers. Becoming among the first batch to receive IVF treatment, it was not, however, smooth sailing for her, having failed her first trial. It was Tunku Aziza who gave her words of support and encouragement that kept Kamala going. She would tell me to not give up and assure me that I was in good hands, with the right panel of doctors and technology. She would then share her experiences as well. Having achieved success in her second trial, Her Majesty kept tabs on Kamala's progress. I remember Her Majesty would always check on me during the pregnancy. She even wrote a letter for my employee to allow me a 3-month leave from my job so that I wouldn't need to move so much. She told me to avoid perfumes. Now a proud mother to 14-year-old Prasath Kumar Raventaran, Kamala likened Tuanku Aziza's benevolence to the Hindu god of prosperity. There are many women out there silently crying, trying for a child. To these women, please don't give up. Keep trying, as nothing is impossible with a lot of prayers and scientific advancements. We sincerely hope that women who dream of being mothers but could not do so to not give up in their pursuit. Also read, Malaysia's queen consort who previously gave food to frontliners now donates mattresses. You have reached the end of this story.